Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, January 14th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on The Ether, we have the NF Terra Hackathon winners and wrap-up space. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, everyone. We'll be starting in a little bit. We're just going to give some more time for our sponsors to join. Hello. Let's see if we give a couple more minutes as we're waiting for a few more sponsors to join us.
Hello. Happy Friday, everybody. Unless you're in Asia, in which case, happy 5 a.m. on Saturday.
happy Friday, happy weekend.
Galactic Punks in the house. The Luna Bulls in the house.
Hey, Midas, how's it going?
Hey, Bullman. All good, man. How about yourself?
Yeah, great to hear. Everything's good on my side. Everything's good. Busy, busy.
That's how it is nowadays, right?
Aren't we all?
Hey, is that Chauncey on Angel Protocol?
No, it's Mike right now.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
We like Mike, too.
We love Mike.
You know, Mike, does this remind you of something now on the Terabytes channel?
Yeah.
And the Mike party.
Exactly.
Yeah, now we got to get Mike Novogratz.
I'll go DM him.
Right, I think we can get started now. There may be a few more people joining us later on, but let's kick off and introduce our participants for this evening. And also a massive congratulations to all of the winners of NF Terra Hackathon. It's been an absolute treat seeing you guys build through the process. And for the teams that didn't win, all of your entries were excellent. There were many, many good entries which could have won, but unfortunately our sponsors have chosen the likes of Intergalactic Drone Races, Minerva, Dancero, and Gravidal, who will be coming on later to speak to you all and just to give the download of their project. So if we can go around the table and just introduce the speakers for tonight, if we start with Galactic Punks.
Of course. Well, hello, everybody. I am Karma. I work and live in the Galactic DAO, where I focus on design and community management. And maybe if you all don't mind, I will just do a quick recap of the hackathon. You know, we've kicked off into the new year. Maybe we need a little refresher. Well, the NF Terra hackathon was the first NFT-centered hackathon on Terra. And it was a community idea brought forth by the Galactic Punks. But it would have never been possible in any way without the amazing sponsors like Contango Digital Assets, TFL, Hashed, Delphi, Secret Network, Random Earth, Luna Bulls, Terra Floki, Terra Pins, and many others, whether it be financial support, guidance, help with judging. The community really, really came together on this to enable a framework for some early adopters and teams to build and present their ideas. And it will be utterly lovely to hear from all these people today. We have had over 40 submissions total in the hackathon across five different categories, or prompts, as we called them. And they ranged from infrastructure and tooling to creative NFT collections or even little game designs. And now today we have a chance to celebrate the winners and chat about their projects. But I will now let the other sponsors and talk about themselves before we later move on to the teams to talk and hear what they are building from themselves. So take it away.
Thank you, Karma. If we have Secret next.
Hello. This is Tor from Secret Network and Secret Foundation specifically. It was a joy to be able to support NFTerra and all the incredible builders who came together for this. We are huge fans, of course, of the Terra ecosystem and the interconnected cosmos more generally. And we were really excited to see what people could put together using some of the unique features of Secret NFTs. Since sponsoring NFTerra, we've also done some special cross community collaboration events. We had the Galactic Punks on for a secret space very recently, and members of the secret community got to hear a lot about how that DAO is structured, and there was a lot of cross learning involved. So we want to keep the momentum going from this hackathon, not just on a technical basis, but on a community basis. We'd love to have all the builders, all the sponsors keep in touch and continue to share learnings on not just how we can implement technology around NFTs, but how we can orient communities around their use, whether it's, you know, gaming or collectibles or finance or anything else. We're really just scratching the surface. And I think that obviously between Terra and Secret, we have the best grassroots communities in the entire world. And they're both very global communities. So thank you again for the opportunity to sponsor. And it was amazing seeing what got built.
Thank you, Tor. We really appreciate it. Now let's move on to Angel.
Yes, thank you. You know, for decades, we've had, you know, art, and it's been amazing to see the progression to technology here. And forever, we've, you know, been a society that helps each other out. And art and charity, I think, go hand in hand. And it was amazing to see these teams be thinking about how they could help others with their collections. So we've seen, you know, teams like Dancero think about charitable dance-a-thons, whether they can track. And we've seen, you know, Gravidao just have an auction where a lot of his art was angel-based, Lunar Assistance. People thinking about charity with the art that they've created is a beautiful thing. And I can't wait to see the change that these teams are going to make in the real world, as well as with their technology and their art. Thank you.
Cheers, Mike. Let's hear from Hash now.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having us in the NFT hackathon. We enjoyed just seeing so many different ideas around building tools or application around, you know, how we can make NFT more vibrant and usable in Terra ecosystem. As a fund and also a studio that's building games and NFT utilities actively, it was really good to collaborate with the community over several weeks through the opportunity.
Thank you. And Contango?
Hey, guys. Thanks, Jack. Much appreciated. Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'd like to say, you know, it was an absolute privilege to, you know, work alongside a lot of great organizations and people to get this done. You know, we were really thrilled to see the turnout in terms of the amount of projects that or people that submitted ideas, you know, over 40 projects, you know, probably 20 to 30 of them really well thought out and worked on. So, you know, congratulations are in order just because of that. But, you know, having the ability to actually organize this behind the scenes and meet a lot of really cool people in this ecosystem, you know, I already knew this beforehand, but, you know, the Terra ecosystem is by far the most collaborative of any others I've seen in the crypto world. You know, Contango, first and foremost, obviously is a venture capital fund. But with that being said, you know, if we can lend any help to any of the projects that have come out of this or any other projects that are looking to build on Terra, NFT or otherwise, you know, we're thrilled to be able to do that. So DMs are always open. You know, send us a message and hopefully we can get you connected with the right people. It was great to see, you know, developers and, you know, project leaders come together to build some of these projects in the Discord. So continue to use that Discord for anything. And again, congratulations to all the winners. We're really thrilled with the outcome. Thanks.
Cheers, Josh. We've also got Coleman from Lunar Bulls as well.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, Coleman here on behalf of Lunar Bulls. Yeah, I just want to say that we were stoked to have been given the opportunity to donate the prize money to the event. And obviously, I was equally honored to have been asked to be one of the judges of the event as well. Humbled, actually, in fact. It was an awesome experience. So, and it was really genuinely tough to make a choice. There were so many awesome projects that came through. And I enjoyed, personally, I really enjoyed speaking to a lot of those guys behind the scenes on DMs, getting to know some of those guys and forming relationships now, which are really, really close. So I've made a lot of friends as well as a result of the event. It's been really, really awesome. So yeah, appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Coleman. And we've also been joined by Midas tonight, who is wearing a very, very beautiful crowned punk.
Hey, you guys. Thank you very much. I just want to say that it was a pleasure to be a judge in this contest and this hackathon. It was, as Contango said, it was really, really hard to vote these projects because they were really good. Most of them were impressive, so it was really hard to do so. Congratulations to the winners, and let's see what we got next. And thanks for having me here.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Let's start things off by just running through what your favorite projects were coming out of the hackathon. So if we go around the table and if someone can just talk about what they thought was their favorite project, that would be much appreciated. If we go in the same order as last time, just to try and keep things flowing nicely.
Brilliant. Well, I will kick things off with a very diplomatic answer, I'm afraid, because I think this was my first sort of like approach to hackathons in any way, shape or form, to be honest. And I was just very, very surprised and like amazed, really, by the variety and diversity of the projects that were put forth. So naturally, as I mentioned, we tried not to really group anything into specific, let's say, categories. So what we gave were topics like infrastructure and tools, NFT and DeFi, metaverse and gaming, utility and interoperability, or secret NFTs, DAOs and social. And yes, just this gives the diversity, but I think I just wasn't really prepared for how many approaches there would be to the NFTs, like the play-alongs projects, which I'm sure Tor will talk a bit more about and they will talk about themselves later, was just something I would have never expected to come out of a hackathon like this. You know, D&D gaming and NFTs was just not something I would have ever connected, I think, myself. So yes, very diplomatic answer, but I was just incredibly amazed by the diversity of ideas. And this just makes me all the more excited for the NFT space going forward, because I think no matter how bullish, how interested we are, the scope of what can be built upon this is very, very difficult to grasp still. So yeah, please feel free to continue.
I think I'm next, and that's good because you already sort of said what I was going to say. So the Secret Network Prize, yeah, we awarded to play-alongs, and the same. It's amazing just to see the level of creativity, and the YouTube video that accompanied it is some of the most incredible production values that I've ever seen. I just really love the heart that people are bringing to so many of these hacks beyond just the technology. It's clear that like this is it seems like it was just fun to hack on and to ideate. And that's what these are supposed to be as events. They're supposed to be fun ways for the community to come together. And, you know, secret NFTs do have some really cool properties for gaming, like private metadata that allow for these interesting on-chain experiences. But from a technical basis, I think ultimately adoption is more driven by how immersive and how entertaining is the gameplay going to be? How good is the storytelling going to be? How are people going to embody characters and embody worlds? And that's just traditional game design. So for combining true technical work with some real thought around world building, or at least the narrative behind that world, that I think is really what it took it over the top for me. And I would love to see more teams in future hackathons give as much care to that side of things, because ultimately that's what would lead to adoption and seeing some of these use cases scale beyond the end of the hackathon and into the thousands and hundreds of millions of users eventually in the good case. I also have to say a quick goodbye. I said I could come for the first 15 minutes to say congratulations to the winners and to all the organizers. And I, again, really appreciate the opportunity. So this is also my farewell. But thank you again to everybody who contributed to this event. It was a really wonderful experience.
Cheers, Tor.
Thanks, Tor. Much appreciated.
Have a good one, Tor.
Cheers.
Yeah, so I'd be next. And again, I was honored to be a judge and be trusted, with my experiences. And it was such a tough decision. I think the video won me over. I think we're safe to say that video won me over. But my favorite, I think, for potential use cases across not just his own collection, but, the community of Terra as a whole would be Gravidao. And as, Galactic Punk's DAO continues to emerge, like, I'm sure you guys will be using a lot of the use cases that were outlined in his project. Everyone's used the Lunar Assistant by now. So I'm just very excited to see all the tools that he's been building, help govern communities. Because with Angel, there's obviously going to be a ton of votes with charity shares and deciding on, you know, community spending. We have, you know, our first discussion forum is going to be for Typhoon Rai. And so we are going to have a lot of important votes and want to be making that concentrated effort as a community. And there's no place better to do it than in your own Discord. So GrabADAO, I think, was my favorite project.
Perfect. Cheers. Hash, if you'd like to add anything about your favorite project?
Yeah. Personally, I really liked Minerva. One is that I'm a wine lover. I'm just seeing, you know, these very practical use cases that allow people to, you know, be able to experience Terra in many different ways in their life. I really enjoyed that. And, you know, their white light paper, you know, lining out, you know, how this can be utilized and, you know, easy to onboard. Also, I like the Lunar Assistant because this is the thesis that we've been discussing a lot internally on, you know, how do we build more engaging and social identities on Terra ecosystem by understanding who's contributing what, who owns what, and, you know, how are they, you know, actively engaging in some of the projects that are getting built on Terra ecosystem. And, you know, this gives us the glimpse of, you know, how some of those initiatives can be done. So it was great just seeing these movements happen from the community bottom up.
Perfect. Thank you. Contango.
Thank you very much. For myself, when I was judging a lot of these projects, I mean, what I was really looking for was, you know, to see certain projects that were going to bring, you know, mainstream adoption potentially to, you know, the goal of Terra. And I mean, Terra was built initially, you know, as a DeFi platform, you know, the DeFi platform to rule all DeFi platforms. And so for me, seeing things, projects like Minerva and Terra Firma, I know some of the other judges didn't give it Terra Firma necessarily the best ratings because of some of the legal implications, but just the idea of bringing these real world assets and creating NFTs around them in order to, you know, share them with the community easier. You know, if you're looking for something like Terra Firma, if you're taking a piece of property and you're creating an NFT and fractionalizing that NFT and giving users the ability to invest in real estate and earn yield through rental income, things like that is what really excites me about bringing utility to NFTs and specifically NFTs on Terra. So those two projects for me are definitely standouts. And I look at those type of projects moving forward, especially for funding and, you know, help becoming a strategic partner with them. So Minerva and Terra Firma, we will definitely be reaching out from the Contango side and it'll be great to chat moving forward. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Coleman, I'd like to hear about your favorite project.
Hi there. Yeah, thanks very much again. Well, our winner was DeLorean. I mean, we fell in love with the simplicity of the project, in all honesty, leveraging Anchor to distribute prizes to NFT holders within the community. We just thought, wow, you know, throw in a DeLorean, 80s style retro graphics and time travel and Marty McFly. And we were all in love, I think. So, yeah, I think they're just a few weeks away from going live as well. So that they were our winner. And for those reasons. I'd like to, if possible, and I don't want to sort of take too long, but I'd really like to shout out GrabADAO as well, who we really liked. And I'd also like to shout out Artsy Apes. Artsy Apes is a project after my own heart. They basically, every NFT that you mint comes with an original physical copy from the artist. From you know, as an NFT purist, obviously it was a very close second for me. But yeah, DeLorean was our winner. And thanks very much for the opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you. Vedas?
You're putting me on the spot here. Well, there was many of the projects that I really liked. Not really sure if I should say them because pretty much I'm going to dox my votes. But I like a lot of Lunar Assistant, who's right here, GrabADAO. Shout outs to their team. Think infrastructure on Terra is super important. And what he has done, for example, for the Galactic Punks, for the Luna Bulls, for the Space Daughter communities, it's been really useful to actually create that belonging to a community. So my vote, or one of my votes, went to them because I really think they're pushing this stuff for Terra and for the communities, which is one of the stuff that I really, really enjoy and I'm passionate about.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. I think next, if we can go through the winners of the team, the winners of the hackathon, and invite them up just to have a chat with us all and explain to the audience what their project is, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who have missed out on the opportunity to get involved with the hackathon, especially over the last couple of days where we've seen a lot of new people coming over to Terra for NFTs. So I think it'd be great for some people to learn about the new projects which are being built. If we can start with Minerva, who I will invite up now. Perfect. Welcome to the floor. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, hi, guys. Sorry, you're talking to us there. Carl.
Yeah,
I can hear you. Sorry, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
The battle of British accents.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Guys, just want to jump in first. Say thanks so much for everything. This experience has been really great for us as a team. And it's, having that firm deadline to hit really motivated us in great ways. And I think we've formed some great relationships with Gravidal and other teams. And it's been really cool. So just want to start by saying thanks so much for organizing.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking part. I can say now that we have been following your project throughout the hackathon, and it's been amazing the stuff that you and all the other teams have delivered. So if you'd like to just explain your project to the listeners, I think that'd be quite beneficial.
Sure. And yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Our main goal, we were a team who's passionate about wine, and we're looking at, we looked for a long time at ways to integrate blockchain technology with the wine industry. There's projects on other blockchains that have sort of brought wine to crypto, but we very much wanted to bring the infrastructure of Terra to the wine world, and effectively that's what we're doing. So in April we're launching, all things going well. We're using the on-premier method, so you can buy wine while it's in the barreling stage rather than when it's in the bottle, and using that advantage means we can utilize DeFi strategies, so we can look at Anchor primarily, and the money that you pay for the wine has additional potency, additional power while you wait. The key underlying principle, and we talk about this quite a lot, is we don't want it to be notional. As much as this is applicable to like a wine futures idea, we want to have people buy wine on the Terra blockchain and have it delivered to their homes. And we've spent a lot of time sort of navigating the compliance side of things and navigating logistical elements. And we're really excited to make that happen, basically. Yeah. So to bring wine on chain with some of the best fine wine merchants in the world. We've got many, we've got a fair few who are provisionally signed up to go. And we're looking forward to sort of unveiling that list over the coming weeks and months.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to being able to buy some wine. Massive fan. And also a massive part of your project is your DAO in your roadmap. That's been quite an important part. So I'd just like to hear from building up DAOs myself, I'd just like to hear what you guys are planning on doing to deliver that, and if you're going to be doing anything different from what we already have on Terra.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've spent a lot of time thinking about that, and again, that's where the Gravidal team have been amazing, and that we've, you know, put calls together and discussed what does an efficient, practicable DAO look like. We had so we've got six founding members who you know came up with the concept and developed it, and what we did just before the new year is we had a community vote for seven hub members, so proportional representation. The community has more of a sway than the founding members do already in the platform. We're really curious about team and pod structure. There's a protocol called Orca Protocol on Ethereum, and we've spent a lot of time studying their procedure, and we've got that method up and running in like our V1 at the moment. So we've got a compliance pod and a marketing pod and a development pod. And we've got community members who are stepping up and engaging with that. We're largely operating on the Discord at the moment, and we've got a very, very transparent approach. So, you know, our website's not live yet, but if you want to know what's going on with it, you can step in our Discord right now and see everything that's there, almost ready to go. So that idea of transparency and sort of entrusting pod-based command, I guess, is underlying what we do. We're working with Gravidal to bring it on chain in the coming weeks, and then to develop it a step further from there. But we're just thinking how to make it efficient and how to best do a DAO, as I think a lot of teams here are, including yourselves. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. If any of the sponsors or speakers have any questions, feel free to pipe up and ask them. If not, then I think this would be a nice time to move on to Gravidal and hear some information from them.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Hey everybody. So no questions is my guess.
Yeah, it's all yours, Ilo.
It's a pleasure to be here on another Terra Spaces. You've brought it up before. The community is what brought me to Terra, and it is what keeps me to Terra. It's really amazing. I feel like my social life is now on Discord and Twitter. I do try to get out and meet people, but it's a great space.
Awesome. Would you be able to talk us through exactly what Gravidal are going to be delivering? Obviously, I suppose the majority of us here are familiar with you guys, but the listeners probably less so.
Yeah, most definitely. So for the listeners who haven't, like who just crept in and are discovering all the NFTs on Terra, you'll be using the Lunar Assistant bot to verify if you have an NFT, and then you'll get access to private channels and community spaces on Discord through that. While we were rolling out Lunar Assistant, what was really on our mind was getting governance tools onto Terra. Because when we look at the big brother Ethereum, we see a lot of infrastructure there, from the complex DAO management suites to like more singular tools like Gnosis Save and Snapshot. And when we started over summer, there wasn't really much for the teams on Terra to use. And we spend a lot of time thinking about how we can do something like Snapshot, but better onto Terra. So that is something that is sort of at the end line of our roadmap. And to get there, we're going to be building on Lunar Assistant and create something we call Lunar HQ, which actually wasn't in the light paper yet. So we've got some new news for you guys. So what that is going to be is there's different stages in it. So the first step is that we provide you with a dashboard, and on the dashboard, you can manage the Discord roles more efficiently, especially for teams using token IDs for.
I think you've just dropped out there.
Yeah, sadly, I can't hear you either.
Yeah.
I lost connection a second ago. I just got dumped out as well.
I've seen the spaces have been rather temperamental over the last couple of weeks, so that may be the issue. If we don't hear from Gravidal, we will move on to the next team. Have we got play-alongs in the audience with us?
I'm afraid not. At least I can't see them. But that just means that we could move on to the intergalactic drone races, who have indeed won the Galactic DAO prize. So the Galactic DAO had its own community prize, which was voted on in the Discord by the community. And Intergalactic's drone races indeed won with overwhelming majority. Maybe we were all indeed a bit biased. But yes, Berserker and team, please take it away. Tell us a little bit about the project.
Just inviting up to speak.
Hello.
Perfect. Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. I just want to shout out to the judges and the organizers. Thank you so much for giving everyone this cool opportunity of organizing a hackathon for NFTs. To me, this is the first time this has been done. I'm not aware of any hackathons for NFTs usually, so this is a really cool initiative. Also want to shout out Trix, Gatorwall, AK, who are my teammates, and obviously shout out the Galactic Punks DAO for all the creative ideas and all the creative input they gave us. So really grateful and thankful to everyone for this opportunity. And I guess if I'm going to be talking about the project, I'd like for everyone to kind of take it back and reflect on why we play games. And really the reason is to have fun and to have fun with your friends. So that was the focus of building out this game. We don't want anything super complicated with, you know, these mechanics that would be very difficult to balance, or with some very heavy tokenomics, which is kind of like a hidden yield farm. We just want to kick it back with our friends and have fun. And that's what we do already at the Galactic Punks DAO. We play poker. We sometimes play duck race. And, you know, we enjoy ourselves. There's no pressure of optimizing these DeFi yields. There's no grinding. There's no development of complex strategy. It's just, you know, kind of an enjoyable, relaxed atmosphere. And we're just, you know, playing along and having fun. So that was kind of the goal of this game. The second inspiration, outside of having fun and having this, you know, community-driven initiative, was Marble Race. So for those that are unaware, there's this thing called Marble Race. It's a true sport, and you kind of watch marbles race. That's simple as that. There's a whole community behind it. It's very funny. And the winning marble is obviously, you know, determined by sheer luck, but people gather around, you know, they cheer on these marbles. They make it really competitive, and the atmosphere is really cool. And that's pretty much the backbone of this game. It's these spaceships that are going to be racing against each other. They're competing. Yes, it's a tournament style, but the winners are determined in a completely random fashion. So there isn't any input in terms of, you know, influencing the results. The other important aspect to this game is the profile picture and corporation. So as we all are here on this Twitter space with all our PNGs, to be precise, we're kind of, you know, representing ourselves through this digital identity. And I think this is very important to have these profile pictures on the spaceships. And then you're kind of racing. It's kind of like Super Smash Brothers, right? Galactic Punks are racing against the Luna Bulls, and maybe we could even take this multi-chain where you race against Solana Monkeys, or from Secret, you race Anons. So, you know, kind of have all these different communities just gathering around and cheering on their profile pictures, racing. It's a random win, so everybody's happy at the end. You know, there isn't any bad blood. So it's all in good fun. And ideally, you know, if we're going to push this forward, we'd like to have it live streamed in a Discord and have all the people comment on it. Also, maybe eventually add some gambling elements to it in order to make it a little more, you know, play to earn. But it is all a community building experience more than anything. So that was the big idea for Intergalactic Drone Races.
Cheers, Berserker. I'm just wondering if we have any of the other teams in the chat. We also have the winners of Dancero, but I can't see anyone here. If any of your team members are in the chat, please request to speak. Okay, I'll take that as a no. And then there's just DeLorean from Luna Balls as well. Sorry, who was the Luna Balls DAO winner? But I can't see any members from there either.
We appear to have been rugged slightly by CeFi Luna Spaces, which is happening at the same time.
Typical, isn't it?
Of course it is.
It's very strange because I know that DeLorean were really keen on being here tonight because they had some issues with one of their devs leaving them, I think, in the last week or two. And they've been really sort of fighting up against it and really sort of struggling to get back on track. And I think tonight was going to be a really important time for them. So let me just jump into Discord quickly and see if I can attract one of them over.
Thank you for taking up the initiative on that, Coleman. I have indeed added them in the NFTerra Hackathon Discord. Obviously, you reaching out won't hurt either, but maybe something came up. You never know. We can all sympathize, I think, with being spread a little thin lately. I'm sure I'm speaking for most of us. But perfect. I think in general, I can't see any of the other teams right now in the chat. My my spaces is known to have rugged me before, though. So again, please just request to speak if you would like to get involved.
We have DeLorean with us now. Welcome.
Oh, brilliant.
Hello. Hello, guys. Thank you very much for having me. Actually, I was listening to it with the DeLorean Twitter, and I was requesting to speak and sending emojis and stuff. So I don't know what happened, but I was here since the beginning. So I wanted to thank everyone for the amazing project that you guys did, for the supporters and the everyone, because it has been a very, very nice experience. Me as the founder of DeLorean, and for the rest of the team, we really thank everyone, and especially of course to the Luna Bulls that chose us as the winners for the Luna Bulls DAO. So basically, to speak a little bit about our project is quite simple, and we are trying to bring some fun to the communities of NFTs that exist in Terra. So we are going to do a lottery, a perpetual lottery, where you mint one NFT, and that way we are going to build the treasury for the community. So the community will have access to that treasure that is going to be in Anchor. And the way we try to bring utility to everybody else is by increasing the possibilities of winning that prize that is going to be earned every 3 days, depending on the content of your wallet. So let's imagine that you have a Luna Bull, and for a month we will decide that a Luna Bull with a certain trait will have three times more chances of winning the prize. So we are trying with that to bring the communities all together in our Discord, in trying to make some games. We already have some disputes in our Discord between the Luna Bulls and the Hellcats. And we are trying to bring more people from other communities and to kick off the project and to start to give prizes and to have competitions between the communities. And I think basically that's our goal, is to have fun.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Before you came on, Coleman actually mentioned that you were looking for a new developer.
Yes, that's true. We lost our developer for about 2 to 3 weeks, and has been quite complicated. Finally, we found one. So our smart contracts are already done, and it was just the front end part that was not done yet. So I can say to everyone that we are already full steam to try to start this in before the month ends. So that's our goal, and I hope that we can achieve that.
Awesome. Yeah, we do too. As NFTerra Hackathon is obviously there to help people build, and we want to be able to remain in the space to allow people to carry on building. So if there's any way we can assist, and obviously if there's anyone in the audience who has contacts to help these teams, then feel free to reach out. It will be much appreciated by us and obviously the contestants as well.
Absolutely. And who knows? I think, you know, even though it has been so short, it has barely been a few weeks since the hackathon has wrapped up. It has happened only a few weeks ago, yet the space has progressed so very quickly that when I think back to setting the hackathon up and teams beginning building, and I think to the space right now, it's almost like years have passed. I'm sure many of you will have agreed. But in general, I can hardly imagine how this space will look like maybe in a year. Who knows? Maybe we will actually venture further into this. Maybe we'll organize more hackathons. Maybe the NFTerra 2.0 can be organized in a year and the entire Terra NFT space will have taken off entirely. We have seen a huge uptick lately with new interested, mostly Solana-based participants coming into the space. And I think as we develop more tooling and more infrastructure, the interest will just keep on growing because of the quality of the projects that we do have, and we'll keep increasing just as a perpetual loop with increasing infrastructure and tooling. And yes, I personally cannot wait to have a bit more of that infrastructure, because when we look at it in a very sober way, we don't actually even have particular, you know, rarity tooling or like well, the first NFT deal score was developed by Flipside Crypto lately, so I guess we have that now. But it is still very much unfocused and not nearly as developed and matured as it would be on Solana or Ethereum. So I think in general, what I'm trying to say in a very long manner is just that we have so much to look forward to, and the space will just amaze all of us, I think. And it has been absolutely great to see some of the beginning stages of the teams that I'm sure will keep building alongside us and that we will keep seeing in the space.
I completely agree. It's weird to think that in a year's time, we're going to have the likes of Lunaverse, who would have built their initial metaverse as well. So it'll be a completely different space. We won't be looking at things in a two-dimensional way anymore. We could be interacting with all these different NFTs in a 3D space, which is just mind-boggling to think that Terra will be able to do that. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see exactly how that turns out. But thank you for everyone who's attended the session today. I can't see any more teams in the chat, so I say, unless any of the speakers want to say some final words, then we should look at wrapping up.
Yeah. Sure. Same time. I'll just very quickly, again, one more time, just big congratulations to all the winners. Huge thank you to, you know, everyone that came out and decided to build for this. This hackathon really was a community effort. And, you know, while we had a lot of fun organizing this in the background and making a lot of new friends, it was great to see all the sponsors and judges come together to help out, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So, yeah, I agree with Jack. I agree with Karma. Who knows? NFTerra 2.0 hackathon next year. And I'm very excited to see all the projects that were in this hackathon and how they progress, and, you know, all the potential new ones, NFT projects, tooling projects that come to the ecosystem over the next few months. So again, thank you guys. Cheers.
I just wanted to take something here as well. As a person that was in the hackathon and with the team, I urge everyone to try to do it, because not only is it fun to try to build things, you get to know a lot of people, you get to know other very interesting people. And for example, it's nice that I started with the DeLorean, bringing the project to the hackathon. And at this moment, I'm one of the members of the hub of Minerva. So I have DeLorean, and I'm working for Minerva as well with JC and the others. And it just happened because I met them on the hackathon, and I love the project. And even GraviDAO is, everyone is so nice, and we can make really good connections and good friends. So I urge everyone for the next one. I'll probably bring another project for the next hackathon as well, because it's so fun to be in it.
Cheers. Thank you, guys. So just to wrap things up, if we run through the winners, we had announced the list of winners and the order as well, but let's just go through it once more. So first place, we had Lunar Assistant or GraviDAO. Second place was Minerva. Third place was PlayAlongs. And then we also had some individual prizes from the Galactic DAO, who chose Intergalactic Drone Races. Secret Network Prize, which was for PlayAlongs. The Ball DAO Prize for DeLorean. And finally, TerraFloki Prize, which was predicting which addresses were likely to bid on NFTs and also PlayAlongs. So I'd just like to thank all the teams that participated in the hackathon. There were many, many more. We had roughly 40 entries off the top of my head, all of which were completely different in their own right, and which I hope will continue building, even if they did not win the hackathon, because there are some extremely interesting ideas I'd like to see develop further on Terra. So thank you all for attending tonight, and thank you for the speakers and the sponsors for also taking the time out of their day to come and chat with us.
Thank you, everybody.
See you guys. Thanks.
See you guys. Take care.
Thank you, and see you in the space.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the NFTerra Hackathon Winners Wrap-Up Space, recorded on Friday, January 14th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.